Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
The Lakers make the call, all that and next on the Ticket Ticker.
The Marquis de Lafayette, that's his name, a 19-year-old, was made a major general in the American Continental Army. A 19-year-old... Was a major general. I don't know what that means. You're not a major? A major general.
Well...
It just feels like he's like the LeBron of... War people.
Military?
Like he's young. He's yeah, yeah.
LeBron of war people.
War people.
You are amazing.
Last night was a big night on the TV, with the NBA having two games in the finals for both the East and Western Conference. The LA Lakers won over the Sacramento Kings, 106-102, getting most of the calls at home, so Sacramento will probably go home, and Vlade will be happy with that.
But at shoot-around this morning, a priceless moment when 1920s reporter Scoops Callahan asked LeBron about Luka in a way only Scoops Callahan would.
Camp, let me ask you about tonight. How do you and your hardball cages from Lakerland plan to put the lid on Luka Doncic and his razzmatazz hop stiddly do on the money-making end of the court?
I don't know if we can stop the rash-ass kiggity-doo, but we can just, make it tough on both of them.
I don't have enough time to get into who Scoops Callahan is, what that was.
Hey,
all I
LeBron
know is
roll with it though.
I'm looking forward to the razzmatazz hop skiddly do tonight against the Lakers.
I told you those tickets were pricey.
Man, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, save up.
Yep.
And the fans are coming in too. Yeah. We'll be back.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So if you want to, go ahead and. Wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
And in baseball, we had the Rangers, who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game.
Okay, I never... You're saying, okay, this is Dwight Powell from Dallas Mavericks, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Yeah, I haven't had a bowl of cereal in probably 15 years.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang. In the Hang Zone.
They're not coaches necessarily. And well, I'll just flat out say it. Say it again?
Bob has jumped on to talk to you about this.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I am getting naked so fast.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Nothing wrong with a donut.
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Calls.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three. It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
I declare champion.
Keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right. All right, all right.
We made it to Friday. We made it to show number 286, show number 243, doing the show away from the studio. It's started as Flannel Friday. If I look at the Zoom, according to everyone else, it's Hawaiian Shirt Friday, except for me. I'm going flannel. And I don't know if you know this, Matt McLaren, who's in for Jake today, again. It is Tallboy Friday, too.
Ooh, I can get behind that.
As you are beer guy, you're craft beer guy, right?
I am, yes, very much so.
So Tallboy would not be in your... Craft beers don't have Tallboys. Isn't that more of a
They do sometimes. You don't see
terrestrial
it as much.
Beer.
You don't see it as much for sure, but it they exist.
What do we call regular beer? Terrestrial beer, like terrestrial radio.
Okay, I like that. I think usually it's domestics.
Domestic.
People say.
Okay. Because you can't
Which
have an imported craft beer?
I don't know why that's the thing. I mean, all craft beer, not all, but a lot of it is technically domestic, but I've always thought that was strange.
Moment of silence for Shock G.
Paul in...
Did that affect anyone? We all good?
I think we can move forward.
I do not know who that is.
Is that not the singer of the Humpty Dance?
Oh, that guy?
You're familiar
okay.
with the Humpty
yeah,
Dance.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, now I know. He had like the nose, right?
he had the nose.
They were in that movie, that Dan Aykroyd movie, Nothing But Trouble, that was horrible. If you ever saw that.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I never did see that, but your movie knowledge is second to none, being a guy that worked in a video store.
Apparently.
Yeah, so he died, and it was, you know, it was today in Twitter yesterday, right?
Okay.
It kind of was trending. Does that mean anything?
Right. Yeah. It was a popular guy. Good life. Too young. I miss him.
I think Blake thinks he was a spare.
I don't think I know who he is.
Still. Are you familiar with the Humpty Dance?
I must not be.
You know, the Humpty Dance.
Interesting.
Well, that helps, just saying the name in a weird voice.
That's how he sang it. That's the way it went.
No?
Okay. And there was a dance that went along with it?
Here we go.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny.
Sounds like Derek Harper a little bit.
So yo world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather around.
Derek is here.
Oh, interesting.
That is wild. He really does.
I wonder if we can get Derek Harper to do the lyrics. Introduce
myself, my as a player.
Pronounce with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all.
With the
and
basketball.
Like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like
what else
the
did they
aggressiveness.
Do? Is that the only thing people know?
I think that's it.
Yeah, okay.
He likes his oatmeal lumpy?
Yeah.
Is that a lyric?
Yeah. He's brilliant. I don't know. It was a big song back in the day.
Good for him, man.
Well, no, he's dead.
Yeah, but he had a solid offering to life while he was here, so I think that's good.
But I think he's got a lot more than that, because if he had just that, then...
Nobody would remember.
But apparently he's got a big...
Like when the dude from Haircut 100
Biggie
dies, nobody's
going to freak out about that. Biggie and Tupac influence or something.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what he did. I'm the wrong guy. I just said moment of silence, and now Blake's just poo-pooing it. And so, our week with Matt McLaren, and I find it hard to not call you Matt McLaren.
It's a solid name, I feel like. The alliteration is fun.
And if I just say Matt, it just feels weird in my head even to think of Matt. Like, it's just so, that doesn't say anything.
Right.
But if you say Matt McLaren, that's, oh, okay, now I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because Matt's kind of generic.
Yeah.
Makes
Matthew,
sense.
Very biblical name.
It is. I'm very that way.
I think we're the only guys with biblical names here. Mino's not a biblical name.
He has a first name.
I do have a first name.
Oh, I'll bet David's pretty big in the Bible.
I killed Goliath.
Oh, there you go.
Nice job.
Golly, that's impressive.
What's DJ stand for?
Daniel James.
Whoa, that's
wow.
That's probably as biblical as it gets.
Right. Yeah, that's strong.
Which is ironic, since couldn't be any less religious.
You couldn't be any less religious.
Unless atheism counts.
Wow, that's explosive.
Wow, that is. It's quite a hot opinion right here on a Friday.
It's raining on Hawaiian shirt Friday.
It's Atheist Friday here.
Apparently.
From noon to three. That's why he went DJ instead of... He didn't
yeah.
want people to think that he was religious with that name. Anyway, meeting Matt McLaren this week I think has been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed it. In fact, it might have been the best week of my whole life. I've loved it. But as you...
Didn't your wife go out of town 1 week? I thought that was it.
Okay, this is the second best week of my life. Although I remember that week, that was when your wife goes out of town, you just overcompensate on everything, and then by Wednesday or Thursday, you're like, oh, I don't know if I can watch any more porn. I don't know if I could eat any more pizza. Like, you're doing all the things that you don't do.
It desensitizes you pretty quick.
And, yeah. So it's one of the reasons to have a wife. Kind of keeps you in line a little bit. But people are... We're peeling away all these layers of Matt McLaren throughout the week. And I think it's been a lot of fun as we meet you, slowly meet you.
Thank you.
And we're learning... I'll learn more things because people will then email me little tips about Matt McLaren's life and say, hey, you should ask him about...
Oh, how great is that?
I don't know. You tell me. After I ask you about... So did you have the reputation of dating much younger women?
Yeah.
Was that a deserved reputation?
Yeah, which I've always been mind-boggled by this. Because the way that this goes is... If you are very famous...
You're getting defensive already, but go ahead.
No, because I find it interesting.
Okay.
Like, this falls into the category of, if it doesn't work for you, don't do it. But then everybody has an opinion and goes, oh, you know, that's creepy, or you're weird, or what's wrong with you, or something. Nothing. That's just how it works out. I have my reasonings. But yeah, I tend to have been in relationships with women that are younger than me. Much like... Like, Howard Stern's married to somebody who's, like, 20 years younger than him. They've been together for years.
Okay.
But that's cool, because he's super famous.
Are you saying you're the Howard Stern of the ticket?
No, not at all. What I'm saying is...
Trump?
I don't have enough fame
you're the only guy.
To be accepted for it. Because once you get to a certain level, like, all these celebrities have, like, 20-year age gaps or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, that's no big deal. Nobody cares. But if you're not... well-known and really famous, then people are like, what's wrong with you? Why would you date somebody?
Wouldn't the question be, what's wrong with her?
Perhaps
we can
is.
Understand if you're young, but you're dating a really famous, very rich guy.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't even have to be famous. Rich. It's money, right?
Right. That makes sense. But like for me...
But why would someone hook up with you?
Yeah. Like what happened in your life where I'm the answer for you?
The Alabama midday host.
Right. That, you know, is divorced and has a kid and all this. I mean, what's... I mean...
So, you have a current girlfriend?
I do. She is younger, yes. But we will not reveal any more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What number could you divide your age to get hers?
Over under 10 years. Not her age, 10 years old. 10-year age gap.
Over. I think it is that. Yeah.
What maverick is she closest in age to?
Does she identify more with Luca?
Or J.J. Redick? Let's see. No,
is she closer
in
age to Luca or J.J. Redick?
How old is J.J. Redick?
36.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're 37 he is? 36. She's like right in the middle, I guess. Wait.
When did y'all start dating, though?
Why is this, like, it is what it is. I mean, you know.
Like 5 years ago? Six years ago?
When you first...
When I first met her...
One of your first questions to her, was it, what's your major?
I did meet her when she was in college.
So. First question was, I'll go to your homecoming.
Can I see that
yes,
ID?
Yes, it was. her first question to me was like, hey, can you get us in this Hannah Montana concert? Because I was on the radio, right? And so I thought...
Could you buy us beer?
I was like, I got you, don't worry. So we got front row to see...
Okay, was she old enough to drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, but you say it like scoffing at me, but...
No, because the problem becomes like... And I've had these experiences in talking about this before where people just... It's such a like, whoa, what are you doing? That it's not even worth me trying to explain or...
No, I think it's great.
You know what I mean? Because we actually have
it's
a fantastic relationship. Like, I mean, it's great. We've been together for a few years, and we get along great, and everything's good.
What about when it's kind of like the working with Blake, when he's like, I don't know, what's the Humpty Dance? I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Is that weird? Because she's never heard of the Humpty Dance, right?
I would assume probably not. I have no idea. But yeah. Well, to me, it's... See, I get asked this by friends that I grew up with that, that know me well. They're like, I mean, how... Like, what do you talk about? And I always say, what do you talk about with your wife?
I'll tell you what. Nothing.
Or like, oh, our day, you know, work. I'm like, yeah. Same thing, man.
The dog poo? Okay, good. I don't have to take them out.
So it's the same thing. Like, oh, I don't know. Okay, again, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. What do I care? I don't care who you date.
Are you closer to age in to her age or her dad's age?
Hers.
All right, because that would be an awkward deal, right?
I guess.
If you're meeting a dad that's your age.
I mean, part of it, I think, comes into, and I can tell you why. I mean, if people really want to know. I mean, I'll give you, I figured out a while back, like, why, because I was curious, too. Like, what is it? Why do I always seem to date younger? And I can tell you this, because I have dated women that were the same age as me at the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, the last time in my mid-30s, I dated somebody that was, like, 1 year older than me. And it was cool. But, man, walking into that life, like, with she was well-established. She had a nice house.
Uh-huh.
She had two kids. She was divorced as well, all this stuff. And I just thought, I can't do this. Like, who am I? What have I done in my life where I can just, oh, now I get to live like this because you built your life up. And so for me, I've been trying to do this for a long time, and I had certain things I wanted to achieve in life. And so I've been kind of chasing this whole thing for a long time. And I identify a lot of times with younger people because they are also at a point where they are growing themselves. Now, maybe that says something about me, because you could look
at it. So if your career was at a different point, you
perhaps,
may...
Like if I had done this where I got a show or whatever and was established and had been doing it for several years and you know, maybe I would feel more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that I feel like I'm still chasing something and growing something, the way that I am and the way that I live tends to identify with younger people where they are more accepting of that. If that makes sense to me. And so...
Yeah.
Again, like I said, maybe that is something.
No, it was like odd when my dad married someone 15 years younger than him.
Right.
And she was closer to my age than she was to his. And, or I don't know if that's true, but she was pretty close to my age.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was weird that she now fast forwarded. She jumped through because I was in college, but she was taking college classes, but as a, you know, she was old. She was in her later 20s. And she was getting straight A's, and I was not doing so well, and they would hold that up and say, oh, look, she's doing it.
See,
like,
now, yeah, that would be obviously different, I think. That would be weird.
Right, but the whole thing, I thought it was weird. She just fast-forwarded. She leapfrogged the whole struggling college. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here eating ramen noodles.
Right.
And you're coming to your, you know, four-bedroom...
Yeah, your home, and you're taken care of and all that. So, yeah, like, that's been something for me where... I don't know. That was just something I didn't want to do. I wanted to build something with somebody, and because I have, in as I said, you could say it's a flaw of mine. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, no one is criticizing you here.
But it's
except for Blake.
That's just how I've done it, and it works for me, and I enjoy that, and it's a happy time. I'm good.
So was this the case also when you first got married? Because we know that you're unmarried now.
She was younger, and yeah, I mean, that's been something.
How much younger?
Oh, she was nine, I think. 9 or 10 years.
10 years?
Younger, not...
Yeah, yeah.
Was she able to drink at that time legally?
When we first met, no.
Was she able to drive legally?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Golly.
Could she ride the best roller coasters at Six Flags? Was she tall enough?
No, and see, it also, and I had this conversation with somebody the other day. When you meet somebody, like when I met the person I'm with now, it wasn't in a situation in which you would have thought anything of it, right? Like, I met her at a tailgate, and we ended up talking, and I was like, hey, you know, let's hang out. Like, and so we did. And we didn't think it was going to be anything serious. I was like, man, I really like this person.
Uh-huh.
And it was a thing early on. Like, she was kind of like, I don't know, like, you're a little too old and all that. Even her family. But now we've been together and I have a great relationship with her mom and her stepdad. And
okay,
her dad,
so that was weird at first.
For them, I think it was.
Meeting the family.
Well, yeah, and it was, okay, what's this situation? But once they get to know you and they realize what the situation is and that you're a nice person and all these things, I think that it's on the surface... I understand on the surface people look at it and say, that's weird.
No, I'm just wondering if my 25-year-old daughter walked in with a
40...
Or a 21-year-old daughter walked in with a 36-year-old dude, I might be like, hmm.
I think you would. I would. If it was my kid, I'd be like,
well, I know me as a 36-year-old dude, what I'd be interested in there.
Right. And so I think that's obviously
but
the play,
I obviously,
right?
I guess that's what every dude's interested in.
At some point. But then once you see the way that the relationship is and you learn about the person, I think that helps. And then...
I probably would be more, if he didn't have a lot of money, to tell you the truth.
If he was me, you'd be like, okay, what the hell are you doing? This is...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to date an older guy, get a rich guy. Find a doctor. This dude bounces around and can't do anything in life.
And doesn't cut his hair.
It doesn't cut his hair?
See, the haircut thing, that would bother me more than anything.
I take my hat off. You're like, nope, get out.
Now, is current girlfriend going to age out eventually, and you're going to restart the counter back at 21?
I don't think so, because it's... I mean, we've been together a while, and we have a great thing. So we get along really well. We understand each other really well.
She's getting up there, though.
She is. She is. But, you know.
Does her parents know about the alien story?
Yes. Her mom listens to when I'm on the radio and the podcast and all the stuff that I do. I mean, she listens. She knows. It's great. I mean, everything's good.
So when you were 32, you were dating someone that was 33. Is that the oldest person you've ever dated?
No, I dated somebody who was like 35, 36.
Okay.
And that would be the oldest, which is weird. The statement's weird. I get it. I mean, that's fine. Judge me.
So we'll have to just follow your dating career here. And if you guys are still together at 30, when she's 35.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
and you're in a home.
Are we still together tomorrow? Who knows? We'll see.
All right. Well, I didn't get to my list. I wanted to talk to you about
great. What
the
else?
Brewery and
yeah, I would see. I would rather talk about the breweries.
Why you hate Purdue? But
why I hate Purdue? Yes.
I hope these are all things that we will continue to learn about the great Matt McLaren as time goes on. But time is a flat circle, and we must now walk across that circle, and we go to our next topic, which is the Mavs. The Lakers made the call. All that and next.